Also, we should leave it to God to handle these matters. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Now we're getting clear over to Romans. Leave room for the wrath of God. Do not avenge yourselves. King James says, give place unto wrath. And people have wondered through these how you give place unto wrath. Does that mean when someone's angry, you back up? That might be prudent. But that's not quite the meaning. It's rather leave room for God's wrath. Vengeance is his. He will repay. And the great benefit of letting God do it is that he loves the ones upon whom he takes vengeance. Moreover, he is always determined, if possible, to save his children. So we turn someone over for the Lord to discipline. You have to realize you may not like that person, and you turn him over to God's discipline with some relish that the Lord really could give it to him worse than you could anyway, and you're almost anticipating seeing this. I know somebody, I know two people, I could name to you, who say they have never avenged themselves. They are counting on the Lord to do it, and to really do it. And he has the power, and so why do it yourself when he could do it much worse? Well, the trouble is, when you turn it over to the Lord, and he begins to discipline people, these are his children, maybe misbehaving very grossly. But of course, when God disciplines a person, he might turn him around. In fact, to your horror, you might find that as the Lord disciplines your enemy, he wins him. And so you meet your enemy in the kingdom, and you say, God, that's not fair. I guess I should have taken vengeance myself. So I turn it over to you, and instead of you taking vengeance on my enemy, you save him. I'm not sure I like that. And I don't think anybody will be in the kingdom who doesn't like that. So it's a lot better to let God take vengeance himself, because he might win the person in the process. Besides, how does God in the end, quotes, take vengeance? As Hosea says and Romans says and many other places, he simply, sadly leaves people and gives them up to the consequences of their own rebellious choice. He then leaves them to reap what they've sown.